Hi, friends, and welcome back to Team Grace Ministries online Bible study. This is Tracy Steele, part of the speaker team here at Team Grace, and this is week 4 of our fall 2015 study. The focus of our time together this week is gossip. Woo-hoo-hoo, right? Well, honestly, this issue of gossip really cuts to my core. God has wired me to be a people person, extroverted. You know, the gift of gab really is my gift. So trust me when I tell you, I know this one. Gossip is something I've had to really work on in my own life. But there is hope. And towards the end of our time together, I will tell you how God has helped me to break free from the habit of gossiping. But let's begin with a couple of questions first. Mamas, I want you to think about how often you check your Facebook, email, or text messages throughout a normal day. And daughters, how often do you find yourself anxious to check in with your friends during the school day or over the weekend so you can find out the latest scoop about a certain someone or something? Or how often do you go online to get the scoop about your favorite music or movie star? Well, ABC News reported back in May of 2013 that on average, cell phone users checked their phones 150 times a day. I mention this because it shows our need to connect, to check in, and share with one another. Not that looking at our phones or checking in with our friends is necessarily bad. In fact, in previous weeks, we've talked about how God has created us for community, that we are designed to be social creatures, connected to other people in some way. God designed us to crave connections because He longs to be connected with each one of us on a daily basis. In the devotional material for this week, Catherine wrote out the definition of gossip, and I hope that you spent some time really looking at this definition and discussing it, because it will help you know if what you've shared recently is indeed gossip. Gossip is casual or unrestrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. And gossip usually sounds something like, "Did you hear about so-and-so? I am not sure that this is true, but I heard this about her." Or, "Don't tell anybody else, but I heard that so-and-so may have..." Yeah, sound familiar? All right, from this day forward, if we hear any of these phrases coming at us, the bells in our head better start ringing, okay? We need to get out of that conversation, and here is why. Because again, the details being shared may not be true, and this is why gossip is so dangerous. It is also dangerous because it can leave an imprint or impression that is hard to erase on the mind and heart of the hearer. Let me illustrate this for you. Okay, I absolutely adore the French doors off of our kitchen. They have big windows in them and I can see right out into our backyard, but these windows are a bear to keep clean and spotless. So imagine my precious little girl discovering a can of bright red paint in our garage. Imagine that she then decided to go pick up that can of paint, open it, carry it back inside, and set it back down in front of my spotless French door windows. And you probably guessed already that she then decided to surprise me with a hand-painted masterpiece on what used to be my spotless French door windows. Now, I know that she painted that for me in love, but when I see it, I'm upset, friends, because I can't see outside into my backyard as clearly now, and that red paint isn't so easy to remove. No bueno. Well, this is a great illustration of what gossip does. We may believe that we are sharing some juicy or helpful information with the greatest of intentions, but as you gossip, you are leaving some figurative red handprints and smudges all over the mind of your hearer, and it will be hard to erase these possible lies from their minds. And they will not be able to see the person or the situation clearly anymore. This is also no bueno. Well, your Bible also has much to say on the topic of gossip. And I hope that as you worked through the devotional portion of week 4, that you took some time to really read and discuss not only the questions that we posted there for you in the activity, but the passages from the Bible. And my favorite being Proverbs 16:27, which says, "Mean people spread gossip. Their words smart and burn." Mamas and daughters, our words have immense power. So let's not go there, okay? Gossip smarts and burns. Gossip stains, it ruins, and it obscures our vision of that person or that situation. So in the weeks to come, as we're interacting in our circles of grace, let's not pick up that paint can and go to work on the spotless window or that listening ear in front of you. Well, at the beginning of our podcast, I mentioned that, again, I've struggled in this area. I've struggled with gossip. And so I just want to leave you with some practical things that you can do to stop this gossip. And I think we're going to be on one end of the spectrum here. We're either going to be the hearer of gossip or the sharer or the giver of gossip. So first, if you find or you know that you're about to hear some gossip, remember this: gossip needs an audience to survive. Okay. Just like fall, for instance, I'm convinced of this. It cannot happen in America without Starbucks rolling out its pumpkin spice latte. Amen. Fall cannot happen without pumpkin spice lattes anymore. Okay. Like gossip is the same. It cannot happen without a listener. Okay. So again, if you discern that you're about to be a hearer, I encourage you, mamas and daughters, change your scenery or change the subject. It's that simple. I am giving you permission to politely excuse yourself and physically walk away from that group or that person who is gossiping, or simply change the subject. But again, do so politely. Be honest that the direction of the conversation is just making you uncomfortable. Because mamas and daughters, we do not want red paint on us at the end of the day. It will stain us. And we don't want to hear that gossip because it could be so juicy or, quote, so helpful that then we may be tempted to go share it ourselves. And again, that's no good. So if you're about to hear it, change your scenery or change the subject. Now, if you're on the other end and you struggle with gossip, and maybe you've been sharing some lately, I want you to remember this. God loves you. Okay. He will forgive you of this. He forgave me. So let's begin there. If we really want to overcome gossip and the temptation to gossip, I could give you 10 steps, but you only need one, and that's God. So start with Him, and that would be through prayer. And I know it's such a churchy answer, but it's so powerful. Prayer is powerful. So talk to God in prayer about what you've said. God is the best form of red paint remover, okay? Red paint is no obstacle for our God. Ask Him to help you fight temptation to gossip. Ask Him to fill you with His love for you, because I promise, mama and daughter, He is so crazy about you. And I truly believe that the more we feel loved and secure in our relationship with God, the less we will gossip. The more you talk to God, the less you will talk about other people. And I know for me, if I'm going through a time where I feel rejected, alone, hurt, angry, jealous, or envious, yeah, I'm more tempted to gossip. But when I feel God's love and I feel secure and at peace with Him, I'm not gossiping. I'm also a huge fan of praying through Scripture. And I found some great verses that I've used, others have used, that really apply to helping us find control with our mouths and with our speech. So I encourage you to jot these down and to pray these over the weeks to come and see what happens. Psalm 19:4, Psalm 141:3, and James 3:8-10. These are some great verses to pray. So again, if you struggle with gossip, start with God and just pray. Well, I leave you with this. I want to leave you with some encouragement. Clutter drives me absolutely crazy. Okay, we also move quite a bit, so I'm a drawer and a closet cleaner pro. But one thing I do hoard is greeting cards and notes of encouragement. Why? Because on days when I'm in a funk and I'm just simply no fun to be around and I'm just not feeling that good, I return to those cards and those notes. The positive and encouraging words that others have written or said to me, they literally turn my day around. You or I truly have no idea how deep the impact a positive word we speak to another person goes. So yes, our words have the potential to wound, but they also have the potential to hold up, heal, and encourage those around us. So this is the challenge before us this week, mamas and daughters. Which words will you choose to share with the mamas and daughters in your circle of grace? Words that wound or words that encourage? Which words will you share? Well, thanks for joining me here, and I look forward to our time together next week. Be safe and God bless.